bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. The first criminal prosecution of a former United States president started jury selection on Monday for Donald Trump. 10 potential jurors were questioned after others were excused. The day in the courtroom was mainly focused on what evidence the jurors will hear. Judge Merchan dismissed everyone from the courtroom at 4:40 p.m. on Monday after hearing from 10 jurors. After the trial concluded, Trump addressed reporters in the hallway of the courtroom and called the case a scam. He also complained that the judge would not let him attend his son's high school graduation if it interfered with the trial. Most notably, Trump also commented that the trial is preventing him from campaigning across the country. While in the courtroom, it appeared that Trump seemed to nod off and close his eyes at times while the jurors were instructed on what they would need to do to serve on the jury. The court will reconvene on Tuesday morning. Here is what else Mr. Trump had to say outside of the courtroom.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar says this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case, and they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought.
Audio provided by CNN. The Rust armorer who was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter last month was sentenced to 18 months in prison in Santa Fe, New Mexico on Monday. 26-year-old Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty in the killing of cinematographer 42-year-old Helena Hutchins. A New Mexico special prosecutor used Gutierrez-Reed's phone calls from jail to recommend the length that her sentencing should be to the judge. The calls are claimed to state that Gutierrez-Reed does not take responsibility for Hutchins' death. The director of the movie, Joel Souza, and Hutchins' mother also spoke virtually, which displayed in the courtroom. As Gutierrez-Reed addressed the courtroom asking for probation, she started to get emotional, saying that her heart aches for Hutchins and her friends and family. While complaining to family and friends on the phone from jail about the length of the time that it was taking for the jurors to deliberate, Gutierrez-Reed called jurors' names and recorded conversations. She also said that in those same conversations that she would not testify in actor Alec Baldwin's criminal trial and said that she wants him to go to jail as well. Baldwin was also charged with involuntary manslaughter and is set to stand trial in July. Here's what Gutierrez-Reed had to say during her sentencing.
My heart goes out to the film industry for the devastating pain that this tragedy caused and the old wounds that have been reopened. I am saddened by the way the media sensationalized our traumatic tragedy and portrayed me as a complete monster, which has actually been the total opposite of what's been in my heart.
Audio provided by CBS News. On Monday, it was revealed by authorities that two mothers who went missing are dead after 2 weeks of investigating. The two Kansas residents, 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Jillian Kelly, have been missing since March 30th, when they were last known to have been driving in Oklahoma. The vehicle that they were driving was found later abandoned in rural Oklahoma near the border of Kansas. On Saturday, the day before the two bodies were recovered that could be related to the case, four suspects were arrested and charged on counts of kidnapping and murder. The cause of death and the identification of the two bodies found in Texas County has not been revealed yet. The suspects are 43-year-old Tad Burt Cullum, 54-year-old Tiffany Michael Adams, 50-year-old Cole Earl Twombly, and 44-year-old Cora Twombly. According to court records, it has not been stated that any of the four defendants have an attorney who could speak for them. The four suspects are being held in the Texas County Jail without bond and are scheduled to make court appearances on Wednesday. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.